Hi, this is Jerry Holiday, and I'd like to welcome you to the audio. I'm just going through the survey that you guys filled out recently, and I wanted to go through some of the stuff that was put in there. It's very interesting. It's pretty much split down in terms of fairly equally in terms of people that are making money but are looking for advanced information, people that have been online for a while but not really making any money, just learning the basics, that kind of thing, so or being a total beginner. So I'm going to go through the results one by one, and hopefully this can help you in your online business. Someone's put in that they struggle with the technical stuff, email templates, Outlook, deliverability, for starters. I think when you've got a mental block on something, and something is holding you back, like technical stuff, you really need to either learn, outsource it, get somebody to help you and just bite the bullet and pay them, or you partner up with them, somebody who's more technically minded that can help you with these things. It's just one of, you just got to get over the hump. It's everybody goes through it of struggling with technical stuff. Luckily nowadays, you know, we've got Google and you can Google stuff, literally just ask the questions, just straightforward. How do I do this? How do I do that? And you will get results almost every time on that. So that's what I would say on that. Moving on, somebody who's been online for a while, not really making any money, and they're struggling really with getting people to come to their webinars. Now, I'd say there's quite a few ideas around here. I don't know whether you're selling the webinars or whether it's a freebie to get people in. Webinars work very well for converting to sales in terms of selling your products and your expertise. So, I mean, my suggestion would be to do free webinars, promote it on Facebook and Twitter. And if you haven't started building up your networks on there, start doing that first before you start promoting your webinar, trying to build up a fan base, trying to build a relationship with them, try to help people. I mean, that's the best way. Don't start trying to sell people on social networks, because that's not what they're there for. But if you can build up a nice healthy network on those, you will find that you'll be able to drive a lot of traffic from there. And also video, YouTube, if you get the YouTube channel up and running, start to do some engaging videos, start to talk about your expertise and how you can help people through video, through using Camtasia or Face2Video. Get yourself a flip cam or a Kodak Z7 or what they are, Z8, and start just giving your information, trying to help people. I think that's the main thing, that as in life, what you put in is what you get back. And in terms of going back to the webinars, I would definitely try and build up your network first. Again, you can also do things like buying solo ads. If you go to warriorforum.com, and I would seriously, again, if you're not a member, join up, engage in some conversations. Remember, they will just throw you out if you start spamming. And it's all about engagement. It's just like social media, you know. If you go to a networking, if you go to a party, if somebody's in your face trying to sell you, you just want to walk away from them. So, you know, it's kind of like, just be sensible about it and engage. And then look for the joint ventures forum in there and start to look at ad swaps and solo ads. If you've got a bit of money, a couple hundred dollars to invest, you can buy a solo ad and get 300 to 500 click-throughs to whatever product, or in this case a webinar, and that will get a lot of traffic to you. Okay, I'm going to move on now. Next person is saying, I want to say so much struggling and selling, I've recently realised that I'm not being clear about the facts that I've got stuff to sell. So 2011 will be a major shift in monetizing my skills. Yeah, absolutely. It's just about, you mustn't be afraid of selling, because that's what we're all here for. You know, we're doing this to make money. And just like overselling and pitching in people's faces. You can also do it the other way, of just giving away too much information, being too helpful and never selling anything. So it's just getting that fine balance, really. Time constraints, this came up a couple of times. Time constraints, having to work a real job while I build my online business. We've all, I'd say practically everybody that's online, working online, have gone through the same problem. When I was working a job, I had to work 8 hours, I had to go home, grab something to eat, and start working again. And basically, I just did that because I was so determined to get out of my job. And unfortunately, there's no shortcut. It's just a case of, you've got to allot your own time. You've got to say to family and friends and people, loved ones around you, that this is really important to you, and you need, you know, if it's an hour an evening, or if it's a Saturday afternoon, or whatever the time is, you've just got to make sure that you allot that time, and it's your time, and you close the door and you say, this is what I'm doing something. You know, you get that old classic of people being suspicious about what you're doing on the internet and this, that and the other. To say you're writing a book or something, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. You just got to make sure you get it done. So it's definitely a case of make it happen. It's your life. No one else is going to, you know, the ship's not going to sail in for you, and, you know, doors aren't going to open automatically. You've got to make it happen. It's just the harsh facts of life, unfortunately. But it doesn't have to be, if you enjoy what you're doing, it doesn't have to be hard work. I didn't see it as work, you know, I saw it as, this is something I want to do, I want to do this. So, yeah, that's what I would say to any, there's a couple more here about time and commitments, and it can be difficult. I think it is just a case of be very hot on your time management, basically, and just be very ruthless about your time and sticking to it as well. If your time is a Saturday, then make sure you stick to it and make sure you get up early, 5 a.m. if necessary. Just don't think about getting up, just get up, do it automatically and just get it done. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, there's someone here saying that they want to, I know it's best to have my own hosting and WordPress blog web pages, but I want to start something basic for essentially free to get my feet wet, so I'm not spending money. Well, setting up a WordPress blog is free, and it's not difficult. It's actually, you could do it in 10 minutes. If you go to Blog Power Profits, we've actually got some free videos. blogpowerprofits.com/freegift.html, and if you just put your name and email in there, and there's 4 videos, and it shows you how, all about getting your domain name, setting up your hosting and installing WordPress on your server, and you can literally do that. You know, we're talking a few dollars for a domain name and hosting, and I recommend HostGator if you're just starting out. It's seven or so dollars a month. That's unlimited domains. If you're not willing to spend any money, then I would suggest you would have to look at WordPress.com, which is the online version, or something like Blogger.com. Although I wouldn't get. They can just shut you down, these online services, if they don't like you, and it does happen. So just be aware of that before, you know, if you start blogging on a regular basis on blogger.com, then you're putting yourself and your content at risk of just evaporating. So that's why I always recommend self-hosted blogs on that score. So I hope that was useful. I'm just gonna, I just wanted to do it as an audio, and if there's any other questions, please do leave comments. I want to keep the survey open. I want to try and get more questions and answers and keep it going. And I hope that helped. And keep your eyes on the blog, and obviously anything else I will be posting up to help you guys get it going on. And I will be very shortly announcing a winner for the the coaching and all the freebies I talked about before. So if you haven't filled out the survey and you're listening to this, it's very, very simple. It's on this blog post. So just go there and put your email address in. I would say by the end of January, before the end of January, if you could do that, brilliant. Okay, see you guys soon. Bye for now.